Last month, five children were the objects of an odd and tragic custody fight. Jonathan, Jacob, Jeremiah, Sarah, and Daniel Brown were orphaned after both their mother and father died of snake bites. Their parents were serpent handlers, part of an Appalachian fundamentalist tradition where believers handle poisonous snakes in church as a matter of religious belief. 7 years ago, producer David Isay spoke with the father, John W. Brown, Jr., while working on a documentary. As part of our American Talkers series, here is Brown preaching in Kentucky and explaining why he handled serpents.
I like to preach on the things that's hidden in the heart, that you can't see. That's what I like to preach on.
My name's John W. Brown, Jr., and I'm 28 years old, and I've been handling since I was about 16 years old, and I've been bit 14 times.
Am I telling the truth?
But Jesus told his apostles, in St. Mark 16:15, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and I heard the gospel preached, and I believed in that. And the Lord moved on them, and I took them up."
Hey, thanks for living holy.
Me, I take the word. When I feel that word churning in there, and I feel them scriptures start running through my mind, the Lord starts bringing all this stuff to my remembrance, and then I know that's the Lord moving on me. Then I know it's all right.
God, I'm
working. It starts going through my mind. The scripture starts going through my mind. Sometimes I feel a numbness. Sometimes I feel a cold chill. Sometimes I feel like my hair's standing on my head. And sometimes I want to run. Sometimes I want to dance. Sometimes I want to cry. Sometimes I want to laugh. It's just however the Lord moves on me. From the time I was 5 or 6 years old, I went to a church where they handled them. If I went to a church where they didn't handle serpents, it wasn't about going to church, you know, because that's all I ever seen. Back in the Garden of Eden, it was the most subtile creature in the garden. It walked upright on two legs like a man, so it had a lot of wisdom. And the Lord cursed it, and that crawled on its belly and eats the dust. But it's a wise thing. I like to watch them. I like to watch them eat. I like to go out and hunt them, see where they live at and what they do, you know, their habitation and stuff like that. They just fascinate. But we don't kill them or nothing like that. When we get done with them, we take them back and turn them loose.
Then I felt that thing shakes me a little bit.
No, yeah, I've been bit by copperheads and rattlers, swelled up, sick, hurting. Got one finger that almost rotted off right there. I was in so much bad pain that I was screaming and holding onto the back of the bed. And the rescue squad got there, and they stuck their head in the door, and they said, "We hear that there's a snake bite victim here." And I said, "Yeah, I was laying on the couch." I said, "Yeah, me." He said, "Do you want medical treatment?" I said, "No, I don't want no medical treatment." I said, "This is my belief." He said, "Can I come in?" He wouldn't come into my trailer without my permission, you know. And I told him, I said, "Yeah, you can come in, sit down, talk, whatever." I said, "But you ain't doing no treatment, and I ain't going to no hospital." He looked at my hand. He said, "Well," he said, "you ain't going to let us treat it." He said, "You've got a pretty bad bite." He said, "The only thing I can tell you to help it is put cold ice on it." And I said, "Well, I don't want nothing touching it right now."
If the wind was straight, the drain straight now, they got to be all right.
There's been a lot of people died down through the years. I've known of 3 people that I know personally have died. I got kids. Sometimes I wonder if I'm going to see them or if I'm going to come back. But when you die, one way is just as good as the other, is the way I look at it. I ain't in no hurry to die. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes time to go, you're going to go, whether you're 60 or whether you're 6 years old. It don't make no difference. Everybody's got that appointment to face. I'm not looking to get serpent bit and die. Just whatever the Lord's will is.
But I'll guarantee you one thing. If you walk in the way the Word said to walk, you'll not see hell, but you'll see eternal life forever.
John Brown's wife, Melinda, a serpent handler, died of a snake bite in 1995. Last October, Brown was bitten by a snake in Sand Mountain, Alabama, and died. Last month, their 5 children were placed in the custody of both sets of grandparents The maternal grandparents have them during the school year. The paternal grandparents, one of whom is a serpent handler, have the children during the summer and school vacations. John W. Brown Jr.'s story was produced by Stacey Abramson for Sound Portraits and City Lore.